You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez.
It is what it is, means nothing.
And Reggie Adetula.
And that, my friends, is a scorigami.
Always live, always local.
713, what's the damn number? 572-4610.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Luke Morrow and Chris Partee in for the guys today here on Memorial Day. Appreciate you hanging with us. Hope you're having a great day. And coming up, we'll talk a little barbecuing or cookout.
Yeah.
As many will be doing that today. Of course, as always on Memorial Day, though, remember those whose lives we've lost over the years and allow us to do this, which is what I'm always so grateful. Because we just sit here and get to talk about sports.
And run our mouths.
Absolutely. So thank you to all those who have served, who are serving, who will serve, and certainly thank you to all of those who tragically sacrificed their lives for our freedoms to allow us to talk sports for a living. And thoughts and prayers out to the families that have lost those in war and service over the years.
Yep.
Yeah, certainly. Because that's what today is supposed to be about. But with that said, sports, you know, is always the distraction. We're the beer aisle at the grocery store, and so we're happy to hang with you for the next few hours, talk sports, keep you distracted on this Memorial Day. You could text the show throughout, 713-572-4610. Was the big move of the offseason for the Astros sort of like a 90s rom-com?
Huh.
I'll get to that in a moment. Because here we are on Memorial Day, and as we said in the opening segment, this is really when you start to take stock of teams in Major League Baseball, the standings, the records, even the player stats. You wait till Memorial Day, you're a third of the season through, now you take a look. I talked about the pitching. Chris, you brought up the offense before we hit the break last segment, and I did want to touch on that as well because I have concerns with the lineup. Look, Altuve might have just gotten himself out of a slump. You don't have your best hitter in Yordan right now, and who knows when he's going to return. And then Christian Walker has not been himself either. So there's some question marks where if those three guys get back in the lineup, in Yordan's case, get going, this lineup could be good. But my concern would be who's leading the offense right now, because that's Pena and Myers. And when you go back to a year ago on this date, Pena was batting .320. I think people forget, you know, we all get caught up in these starts to the season where we say, oh, Jake Myers, he's figured it out. Well, remember, on this date last year, Jake Myers was hitting .293. And then Myers hit .194 from today on. Pena hit .237 from today on. So this isn't necessarily new what we're seeing.
Yeah.
But that's my concern. Goodness. When you look at the offense, is that the guys leading the offense right now, can we count on them the rest of the way? Don't we need Christian Walker to really, isn't he kind of the linchpin, right? Don't we need Altuve to get going again? Certainly Yordan back. That's my concern for this lineup of who can we truly count on right now?
Well, I mean, right now, I mean, it's tough because you just mentioned Pena and who else did you mention there?
Jake Myers,
yeah. But then when you bring up that stat of, you know, from this day forward last year on, you know, hitting .194, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's just not going to get it. And, of course, Yordan being out for such a long time here, and it just feels like we haven't got any updates. And when we have gotten updates, it's okay. I think last week before last, it was Joe Espada said, you know, a few days, right? And he's still not back.
Yeah.
Right? But isn't this, I guess that's kind of the MO of the Astros.
Sure,
as far as injuries go with their players, you know, not full transparency, which I guess they don't necessarily have to tell us anything. But it'd be nice to know when Yordan is on track to get back. Because, you know, while he wasn't playing, I guess, up to his usual level before he got hurt, you know, at some point he's going to get back on track, right? So you need that bat, that pop back in the lineup. So it's tough. Like, I'm looking at some stats here, and, you know, as far as, you know, OPS, team average, they're kind of middle of the road right now as a team.
Oh, yeah.
So it's hard to pick out, like, who's going to be that leader as far as offensively when, yeah, we've had some guys play well, you know, recently, but just overall, it's kind of hard to pinpoint one guy that's going to be that leader because we just haven't really seen it except for in short spurts. And in a long MLB season, you need more than, you know, 3-4 games where a guy plays well, but then he goes right back to what he was doing before and, you know, playing either average or well below average. Or you look at it in the case of an Altuve playing well below what we're used to seeing him play offensively.
Certainly.
And then one thing I've looked at earlier in the season, you know, recently he played more second base like he's used to playing, but I was wondering, and I asked Sean Bajani about this on Area 45, you know, a week or so ago. Could it be something that, you know, him moving to left field, again, baseball is mental. Could that be affecting him at the plate? Having to move and play a position he's not used to playing every day, right? And then we see him go back to second base for a few days, and it seems like he kind of gets back on track. But that's not a full-time move back to second base because he's back in left field already. So I just, again, it's hard for me to pinpoint right now who that guy is that's going to be the leader offensively because we just haven't seen it consistently, really, from anyone. You know, I guess you could say Pena. So, I mean, that's probably who I'd have to go with right now as far as who's going to lead the wave. But it can't just be one guy.
No.
One guy doesn't bat, you know, 20-something times a game. It's got to be more than just one guy hitting the ball consistently.
Yeah, and that's part of the problem. The 9 hole in the Astros lineup has more extra base hits this year than either the 4 spot, the 5th spot, or the 6th spot.
It's hard to win to win consistently like that. You just can't get it done.
No.
The heart of your lineup is supposed to be the meat of the order and supposed to do all the heavy lifting, supposedly, and it's just not happening for the Astros this year.
Yeah, which is why I think almost Christian Walker is the linchpin in all this. You're going to get Yordan back at some point, and you hope he's...
At some point. When at some point?
Yeah,
that's my
know.
Thing. Is it next week?
Well, somebody did ask Spada yesterday if he'll be able to return for the A's series, which is the next 2 days, or if we could potentially see him in this A's series. And he said something, to paraphrase, he said something like, I don't want to put him in a box. You know, essentially, like, he doesn't want to put a timeline, say, like, oh, yeah, he'll probably be back this week, and then when he's not back this week. So it's still up in the air. It's still open-ended.
You know what that tells me? That's a no.
Oh, yeah,
me,
I would assume
that. That's coach speak. Manager speak. That's what that is.
Yeah.
That's a no to me.
They did the same thing with Kyle Tucker, too, last year, where they didn't want to put, like, a specific time frame.
I get it.
You know? Really, the Texans did it with Christian Harris, too. And then we were just sitting around waiting. And,
waiting.
You know, like, okay, what about this week? And, you know, they never gave you any specifics. It was always very generic and just kept you waiting. And then, you know, both guys were out way too long. When he does return, whenever that is, you hope he's the Yordan of old. You hope Altuve gets going again. But I think Christian Walker is the straw that stirs the drink.
Christian Skywalker.
That's right.
Right now it feels like he is the straw that stirs the drink, for sure.
Say that 5 times fast.
Yeah, no.
So I got a question, though. Where would you put Yordan, though, in that batting order? Because before he went down, Pena was not leading off yet.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Where would you put him? I mean, Altuve has been batting that three spot, but like you said, Chris, you need more consistency out of them. So it kind of, there's some interesting decisions the spot is going to have to make when Yordan's ready.
I mean, for me, when he gets back, and I understand what they're doing, you want to make sure he's ready health-wise when he gets back. He'll figure the other things out when he gets back on the field. He'll start to hit again at some point. But I think when you bring him back, you got to put him where he's comfortable. You got to put him back in that, you know, 3-4 hole somewhere in there. You got to put him where he's most comfortable is for me.
Hey, I put him cleanup. I think that's a pretty good top four. If you want to put Walker 5, that's fine. Maybe that's not enough support for Yordan. But I think the 3-hole, I'm surprised they move Altuve there. The 3-hole is kind of a graveyard. There's no spot in the batting order that comes to the plate statistically. This is not just me saying this.
Yeah.
Statistically, there's no spot in the batting order that comes to the plate more often than the 3-hole with two outs and the bases empty. Because a lot of times you go 1-2-3 in the first inning.
Yeah.
So the 3-hole is not where you should put. This has become a new thing in baseball in the last few years, part of the analytical trend, where you do not want to put your power hitter or one of your best hitters in the 3-hole because they're coming up with nobody on base.
Yeah.
You want Yordan to be at the plate with a couple guys on so you could hit 3-run homers instead of solo shots. That's how you get Russell Branyan years ago for the Mariners had like 30 homers. But 60 RBIs because there is nobody on base.
Yeah.
You know, that should be 100-plus RBI season.
I mean, would you consider putting Yordan in the 5-hole and leave Christian in the 4-hole so he has that protection?
I don't know. I don't know if I want Christian Walker in the 4-hole.
Decisions.
If he continues to hit like he has recently, you know, just in this small sample size.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of throwing something against the wall here because they've got to figure something out. They got to get these bats going. Yeah. Like, as a team, they got. Now, the bottom of the order has hit well recently. But, again, it takes a whole team.
For sure. I always say I'm the Matt Eberflus of clock management. So, we might run a little long here.
Man, that's kind of. That's a.
I don't think. No.
I'm self-aware.
Not Matt Eberflus.
I could do some good things on the radio, I like to think, but I'm not good with the clock. So I know we're probably supposed to go to break now, but I do want to pay off the tease, and then we'll get to question of the day. Because I said that, you know, maybe the big move of the offseason for the Astros is like a 90s rom-com. And I would compare it almost to a She's All That, or really any rom-com from the 90s, where everyone's infatuated by, like, the cheerleader, and then it's like the studious girl who just takes off her glasses and lets her hair down. It's like, oh, my goodness. She's the most beautiful. She was here the whole time. It's
right in front of us.
Jamie Presley that we should be chasing after and not another teen movie. And I think for the Astros, the big move this offseason is similar, where we were all so caught up in Cam Smith. And look, Cam Smith has found his footing, it seems. He's batting like .320 in the month of May. Also only 4 RBIs, 5 extra base hits. We need a little more pop from him, but still, batting average looks good. He's playing a good right field. But Isak Paredes has been fantastic. He's been, I would say, the MVP of the lineup to this point, more so than Peña or Myers because of his power production. And all the talk offseason was about Cam Smith, number one prospect now for the Astros. He's got to be on the opening day lineup.
Yeah, everyone was excited.
For sure. And look, I don't want to be a prisoner of the moment. These guys are going to have long careers, we'd like to believe. But Paredes, they brought him in for a reason. He fits perfectly with this ballpark. And right now his OPS this year, higher than Bregman's career OPS. He was brought in to replace Bregman.
Yeah.
Defensively, his fielding, right there with Bregman statistically this season. It's also better than Kyle Tucker's fielding so far. His OPS this year, just below Kyle Tucker's career. So my point being, offensively, he's played as well, pretty much as well as Kyle Tucker, better than Bregman so far this season statistically for the course of Bregman's career. And defensively, he's been better than Kyle Tucker, almost as good as Bregman statistically. And that was the guy that everyone was looking at as almost kind of like a throw-in. Like, you wanted Cam Smith. Paredes would help fill a hole for the next 2 years. You should sign Paredes to some sort of cheaper long-term deal now before he gets more expensive. He might be the blue chip that we look back on that trade a few years from now. Wasn't about Cam Smith, the big prospect. It was Paredes who, like I said, I think he's the MVP of the offense right now. So there you go. What did I say? She's all that?
Yeah, she's all that.
Yeah, was that the one from the 90s? Pick any 90s movie.
I mean,
I was thinking Shrek.
Oh, yes, of course. Shrek. Famed rom-com, Shrek.
Is that, that's not a, considered a rom-com?
I don't know. It's,
I mean, technically.
I mean, I guess it is a love story to an extent, but
yeah,
I don't know.
And it's comedic. Coming up, it's time for the question of the day. You can text the show, 713-572-4610. Send in your answers. Which Houston athlete, past or present, would you most like to have the family cookout today? We'll get to ours and yours next. It's In the Loop.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.